From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurds plan a self-rule zone. Representatives of Syria's largest Kurdish party say they plan to declare an autonomous federal region for the areas they control in the northern part of the country. Edward Uranian reports.
As Syrian Kurdish militiamen continue to battle other opposition factions in the north of Syria, their political leaders say they are preparing to declare an autonomous federal region. Idris Nasan, a top Kurdish foreign affairs representative in the Kurdish-controlled town of Kobani, told Al Jazeera TV that preparation for the declaration of federalism in north Syria will be soon, and that Kurdish representatives are now meeting to discuss the declaration. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Two suicide bombers killed at least 22 people and wounded another 17 Wednesday at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Witnesses say the bombers were women disguised in men's clothing. One was reported to have entered the mosque in the Umarari area and triggered her bomb, while the other waited outside and detonated her explosive as people rushed out of the building. No one has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's blast. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia.
Today I am nominating Chief Judge Merrick Brian Garland to join the Supreme Court.
Federal Appeals Judge Garland is widely viewed as a centrist jurist. In the U.S. political campaign, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton have taken commanding leads in their campaigns to gain their party's 2016 presidential nominations. Both candidates scored victories Tuesday as five states held nominating contests. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is calling on North Korea to pardon American college student Otto Warmbier. He was sentenced to 15 years at hard labor for committing crimes against the state. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the North is using U.S. citizens as pawns to pursue a political agenda. Belgian federal prosecutors say two suspects are still at large after a raid on an apartment in Brussels. In a Brussels suburb, I should say, Tuesday. In a news conference Wednesday, officials said the one suspect who was killed during the raid was an Algerian citizen with at least one robbery on his record. Three Belgian and one French police officer were wounded when shots rang out during an anti-terrorist operation at an apartment in the suburb of Forest. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are keeping their key interest rate steady for the time being. The Federal Reserve says officials will probably raise rates later this year, perhaps twice in small increments. In a meeting with journalists Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said inflation picked up in recent months but continued to run below the Fed's 2% target rate. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday. At least 15 people were killed and at least 30 people wounded. The victims were mostly government employees, according to officials in Peshawar, the site of the blast. An initial police investigation concluded the explosive material was hidden under a seat in the bus and a time device was used to detonate it. FIFA is admitting its executive committee members sold past World Cup votes. The admission came as FIFA advanced its claim tens of millions of dollars in bribe money seized by U.S. officials. FIFA described itself as the victim of corrupt individuals. Russia's defense ministry says more of its planes left Syria Wednesday, continuing a withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and the new push for peace in Syria. Convicted mass killer Anders Behring Breivik has told a court he is the victim of inhuman and degrading prison conditions. He says that includes microwaved meals that he says are worse than waterboarding. He insists that Norway has violated his human rights. Speaking Wednesday to the court, Breivik said it would have been more humane to shoot him than to keep him locked up like an animal. He is being held in solitary confinement. He has pledged his allegiance to National Socialism and was convicted of killing 77 people in a mass shooting. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.